What was your take on the STAR trial in the prevention setting, you know, looking at raloxifene versus tamoxifen? And would you use raloxifene in DCIS at this point?
Yes, I would, in that I know that it wasn't as effective in reducing the incidence of DCIS in the P2 trial. But it's a puzzling finding to me, and the fact is it was equally efficacious at reducing the risk of invasive events. And so I don't really understand that or the biology of why that would be. I always thought that probably most invasive cancers start as in situ cancers, and ultimately it's the invasive cancer that impacts survival. So I don't think that that finding would preclude my use of raloxifene in that setting. And raloxifene also may be safer, you know, less risk of endometrial cancer, and it's also been shown to reduce the risk of vertebral fractures in women with osteoporosis. So I think raloxifene is definitely an alternative out there that could be considered.
The STAR trial was restricted to postmenopausal patients, I guess because they didn't have data. I mean, it wasn't inherently that it wouldn't have worked. Would you use raloxifene as prevention in a premenopausal patient?
No, I wouldn't right now, since there's no data in that population of patients. And you're right, it's a SERM, and we can use tamoxifen in that population, but I wouldn't extrapolate and use raloxifene.